I can't remember the last time he played in Lincolnshire, actually. So this is going to be really great for us, and particularly being on stage with our old friends, The Beat, too.
Yeah, of course. And you've got a really special relationship, Gaps, with The Beat, haven't you?
That's right. We all get together and have sessions. I won't say what sort of sessions, but good sessions.
Oh, come on, tell us. How did it all come about, the fact that you were going to do this co-headline tour?
Well, I think that it's been an idea that has been kind of hanging around for a while. I mean, obviously, a lot of our fans would very much like to see the old days return in terms of the movie that went out, Dance Craze, which had us, the Specials, Madness, Selector, Bad Manners, Body Snatchers, anyone who was around at that time who was loosely involved with Two Tone. They'd love to see that translated to stage. But that hasn't really happened. I mean, you know, those bands have kind of gone their own separate ways, but it's we thought that here we are. I mean, we're almost 40 years later,
Stop
and it would
it.
Be a really good idea. It is that long ago, yes. And you know, we just thought it would be a really good idea to put two of those main bands together, which obviously makes for 2 hours of great music and very danceable music, and put it out there for the fans. And they seem to grab the tickets like their life depends on it.
And it's still all go for you, isn't it, Pauline? I understand you've recently returned from a month-long tour in the States.
Yes, we were out there with Rancid and the Dropkick Murphys. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of interplay between what we do and some of the punk bands that came up, you know, sort of took a nod to ska in the 90s, and that was what Rancid did. And, yeah, we're just generally having a really great time.
I want to go back to Coventry, back in 79, early 80s. What was the passion like, Gaps, surrounding your gigs? Just give us a flavour of the atmosphere.
Well, for me, it was just like on cloud nine, really. Although in my head, I was thinking, you better keep your feet on the ground. you know, it was just great because everybody, all your friends, all your people that you know, would want to come and make friends with you because you're doing something that they like. And everybody was welcome. And it was just an amazing time for me.
The most hits, 3 Minute Hero, Missing Words, On My Radio, of course, Pauline. How come they still sound so fresh, those hits? Real quality stuff, isn't it?
I think those hits still sound so fresh because we were using guitars and Hammond organs. You know, there weren't any synthesizers around. The synthesizers, they date stuff from back then. You know, you can say, oh, that's a synthesizer, that's an Oberheim, that's a DX7, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But if you just stick to sort of, you know, instruments as they are kind of thing, you just plug them in and you go. I think that, yeah, you know, in this day and age, all those years later in 2017, it still sounds fresh. And it's still much easier to be able to write new material with that sound in mind.
And what was the sort of message you were trying to bring over then, Pauline, in your music?
Well, the message of Two Tone, obviously, was, you know, we had an anti-racist stance, and dare I say it, being one of the few females within the fraternity at that time, an anti-sexist stance that these days, I think, has translated very much into the society that we live in, which is now a multicultural society. Some people are for that, some people are against it. I think that most of our fans are for that and see through the music that we make the benefits of cultures coming together and putting their music together, you know, like us, like punk and rock and ska and reggae, to make a new music, Two Tone. They see the benefits in that, and that's a way to educate people that we're all human beings at the end of the day, and hating each other is not the way to go forward.
We're going to hear The Big Badoof, your new single, shortly. You've got the new album Daylight due for release next week, I gather. You talked about, Pauline, new material. How difficult is it regularly coming up with new material off the back of such a successful past?
Well, we had a really great review in Q magazine yesterday, and they told us, because we'd forgotten actually, that this was our fourth album this decade. So, you know, it's not that hard. It can be done. We never wanted to be like, you know, some of our contemporaries who've gone down that whole kind of heritage route of just doing the first album and maybe a few off the second album and things. We want to challenge ourselves. I mean, you're a musician first and foremost, and if you can't talk about the things that are going on around you in some sort of social sense, that's what our fans want to hear. And, you know, and that's how you make the music fresh and keep it fresh for ourselves.
And Gaps, tell us about the current lineup.
Oh, the current lineup. When we, the original lineup, we all had our own character, if you like. And when new members are added to, that's what we look for, getting a new member in the band. And if we feel that they've got what it takes to be a selector, then we go ahead with it.
And you still generate the same energy?
Oh yeah, even more so now. I've worked at it very hard, and now it's become a doddle.
Yeah.
I think as well that sort of, you know, when we get on stage, it's every man or woman, dare I say, for themselves. And that's exactly what GAPS means by, you know, we look for the character in people. They've got to be their own person. People are going to, you know, be staring at the stage for an hour and a half. You've got to give them something to look at.
Now, the new single, The Big Badoof, I understand inspired by a Caribbean nursery rhyme. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. As a little boy, I remember my my grandmother used to say, "Don't sing the song like that way." But it's such a lovely melody that it just came out in my head as we were recording. Especially, we took it from the bass line, which I think is a very, very hypnotic rhythm bass. And I thought that melody line complemented well.
Oh, that's lovely. And who's doing all the writing now?
Three of us, myself, GAPS, and Neil Pizer, who also produces our albums and is our tenor saxophonist.
And do you always agree?
Oh, there's good chemistry between us. I mean, you know, this is our fourth album, as I said before, that we've put out in that way. And we just get in a studio, we come up with ideas and then thrash those ideas out between us. Mm. And out of that comes something normally really good. And, I think we've surpassed ourselves on this album.
And Pauline, a few more strings to your bow now with your radio and TV work, an author as well. And I gather talk of a movie based on your autobiography. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest on that is a film company called Molly Metro Films have I've sold the rights of the book to them a few months ago, and they are looking for a screenwriter, and it looks as though it will go ahead. So it would be great if there was a movie about Two Tone, but kind of seen through my eyes, or a character, you know, very similar to me, based on the book for our 40th anniversary, which of course is in 2019.
Oh, we wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
Well, listen, both of you, thank you so much for bringing the two-tone sound. We're really looking forward to seeing you at the Engine Shed in Lincoln. And GAPS, what can we look forward to? You're going to do the classics, aren't you? You've got to.
Oh, yes. We will take you down through the years. That's what we'll do. 79 right up to the present. We'll be doing Celebrate the Bullet from the second album.
Oh, wonderful. And Pauline, a final word?
Well, I think the message to get them along to the Engine Shed is to bring their dancing shoes, a towel, because they're going to sweat, and they're going to have 2 hours of very high energy stuff, all the hits and some new stuff and other stuff they probably haven't even imagined yet. And they'll have us all on stage, both us and the beat, at the end for a very, very special encore.